שלום, נושא השיעור שלנו היום הוא הכניסה
למדרגה הרוחנית. Hello. The topic of today's lesson is the entrance to the first spiritual degree. We'll be reading excerpts from the sources. You can watch our lesson, the lesson on kab.tv, where you can also write questions for us, and some may be asked here. So, the entrance to the first spiritual degree.
There are several conditions in order to rise to the first spiritual degree. We learn almost from the day we've come to the wisdom of Kabbalah that man's will to receive, man's desire to enjoy is his whole nature, his whole substance. It's the whole substance of creation. And to rise above this world, above this matter, is possible only on the condition that we will get a force from above that elevates us upward. What does it mean, it elevates us? That the importance of being above the will to receive, the desire to enjoy, the feeling of pleasure, the importance holds us above the desire. We see it also in our own life. This is called the great fish. A big fish eats a small fish. This is how it is. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, we use this law of nature, that the greater desire swallows up the smaller desire, and then the smaller desire is not felt. If a person likes to enjoy something and suddenly comes some rumor that shakes him, for better or for worse, God forbid, then he forgets about the pleasure that he had, and he already is completely given or impressed by this message. So the importance of each and everything is what determines where I am. Therefore, if we want to rise to a spiritual degree, a certain spiritual degree, let's say the first one, then we have to realize that all of the pleasures that belong to this world, to this degree of this world, are not accepted by me as something important in relation to that first spiritual degree. That is the spiritual pleasure that I feel, which is a pleasure of bestowal, is for me greater, and it swallows up all of the small pleasure, the small fish, that belong to this world. It's very simple. It's a simple technique. How do we reach that? By increasing the importance. What is more important? That's it. What is more important? Either the will to bestow that I acquire, or the desires to receive that I had. It's either the quality of the Creator that I acquire, or the qualities of the created beings that used to fill me up. That is, the whole war here is about the importance. What is more important? And here, therefore, Bala Sulam and Rabash explain to us that the environment can truly help a lot here and determine the right attitude. because the importance is in the hands of the environment. What does that mean? That the environment, through its influence over the person, can bring him the importance of whatever it would choose. And certainly, it has to be not educated, but how should I call it? Adapted. An expert, it should be an expert in how to influence a person in such a way that he will be impressed by it from the importance of this of the environment. And this is all of the art of the educator, that when he comes to the student, he has to replace the importance of things that are in the students towards all kinds of values into importance of other values. And the moment that we come to a state where the first spiritual degree is important for us, annulment towards the group and through it towards the Creator, that this is important to us more than whatever we have in our will to receive that we might enjoy from, then we already are prepared for the first spiritual degree, for Ibur, conception. We need to detect this degree very well to determine where we are, what else we're lacking, if possible. And all of this is possible to establish through the environment so that indeed this state will be standing before us and will shine for us, and its importance will draw us towards it, and we will slight all of the pleasures of this world. It doesn't mean that we will not use them. We will use them without ascribing to them any importance, which is above the spiritual pleasure, which is to bestow contentment upon the Creator, which is what we're doing it for, annulling ourselves and entering the degree of Ubao, embryo. Let's hope that we will understand this better and implement it more, and we will talk about it even more. Please.
Excerpt 15 from the compilation of texts on the subject of the entrance to the first spiritual degree from Article 42 in Shamati. When one works in order to bestow, he does not mind what he feels during the work. Rather, even in a state where one sees a shape of black, one is not impressed by it, but he only wants the Creator to give him strength to be able to overcome all the obstacles. It means that one does not ask of the Creator to give him the shape of white, but to give him the strength to overcome all the concealments. Hence, those people who want to work in order to bestow, if there is always a state of whiteness, the whiteness does not allow one to continue in the work. This is because while it shines, one is able to work even in the form of reception for oneself. Hence, one will never have the ability to know if one's work is in purity or not. And this causes one to never be able to be awarded with adhesion or dvikut with the Creator. For this reason, one is given a form of blackness from above. And then, one sees if one's work is in purity. In other words, if one can be in gladness in a state of blackness too, it is a sign that one's work is in purity. Because one must be glad and believe that from above he was given a chance to be able to work in order to bestow.
Again,
when one works in order to bestow, he does not mind what he feels during the work. Rather, even in a state where one sees a shape of black, one is not impressed by it. But he only wants the Creator to give him strength to be able to overcome all the obstacles. It means that one does not ask of the Creator to give him a shape of white, but to give him the strength to overcome all the concealments. Hence, those people who want to work in order to bestow, if there is always a state of whiteness, the whiteness does not allow one to continue in the work. This is because while it shines, one is able to work even in the form of reception for oneself. Hence, one will never have the ability to know if one's work is in purity or not. And this causes one to never be able to be awarded with dvikut, or adhesion, with the Creator. For this reason, one is given a form of blackness from above. And then, one sees if one's work is in purity. In other words, if one can be in gladness in a state of blackness too, it is a sign that one's work is in purity. Because one must be glad and believe that from above he was given a chance to be able to work in order to bestow.
How do we increase the importance of the spiritual degree versus the corporeal degree? The kelim on the spiritual level versus the kelim on the corporeal level. The pleasures on the spiritual level versus the pleasures on the corporeal level. The importance of the spiritual level versus the importance of the corporeal level. How can we compare between them and determine to ourselves what is important? By what do we increase the importance of the spiritual degree? If I increase the importance of the spiritual degree because I rise above life and death, I feel more pleasures, I get rid of troubles and problems, that's not spirituality. It's not in order to bestow. It's in order to receive. This, compared to the spiritual degree, is an even lower degree. It's actually a klipa, a shell. So, how can I compare the spiritual degree and the corporeal degree so that certainly I can understand from it what form of importance of appreciation I need to acquire to have for the spiritual degree so that it will draw me and accordingly I'll be able to determine that I'm advancing towards it. Please.
It's complete annulment. We'll continue with the next excerpt, 16, Bala Sulam, Shamati 53, the matter of limitation. So says Bala Sulam. The matter of limitation is to limit the state one is in and not want gadlut, which is greatness. Instead, one wants to remain in one's present state forever. And this is called eternal dvikut. regardless of the measure of gadlut that one has, even if one has the smallest katnut or smallness, if it shines forever, it is considered as having been imparted eternal dvikut. Again, the matter of limitation is to limit the state one is in and not to want gadlut, greatness. Instead, one wants to remain in one's present state forever. And this is called eternal dvikut, eternal adhesion. Regardless of the measure of gadlut that one has, even if one has the smallest katnut, which is smallness, if it shines forever, it is considered as having been imparted eternal dvikut.
How can it be that I don't care what state I'm in, rather let it not change. Whatever it is, it should not change. If I accept it, that this is how it is, this is already called eternity. It's already spirituality. Over everything, each and every moment, if I can determine, stop, right here. From here on, I'm not taking the state itself into consideration. Already, I enter spirituality. Already, I'm not taking into consideration what I'm going through, but rather, I can determine my attitude to bestow. How do we do it? How do we accept a certain state so that it can remain for eternity without any importance for the state itself, without taking the state itself into consideration? The most important for us is that we do not want it to change. No more, no less, no nothing. We just accept it or stop it, fix it. Fixated. We stop being impressed from whatever I'm going through. Please. Rav, all of our degrees, all 125 degrees up to the complete dvikut, adhesion, which is the end of the act, the end of the correction, all of the degrees are only through annulment. Why? There is also to bestow in order to bestow and receive in order to bestow. There are all kinds of forms of work with the will to receive that the Creator has created. So, why can we say, if we can say, that the entire spiritual state is in annulment? Please. Rav, this means that the degree, the state of Ubal, is a state that intensifies and develops throughout the entire letter until the end of correction. Please. Until the end of correction.
Rav. Yibur yenika mochin. Katnut and gadlut. Why are they all degrees of annulment? Please. I even receive, even when I receive in order to bestow, why is that a level of annulment? First conception, first dibu, the second dibu. We'll learn. Go on. But I'm not annulling the will to receive, because without it, the me does not exist, the I. So what exactly am I annulling? How can it be defined? Explained. What is it exactly that I annul in me, in each and every spiritual state?
Who will be the king within you?
Love. How can the group succeed to each time show me the shapes, the forms over which I need to overcome? How can the group succeed? How is it able to? How does it actually do it? How does it show me all of these forms that I need to annul myself towards? Because that's how the Creator works, through the group. We don't have any direct connection with Him, direct contact. He does not exist as a character. Please.
Rav, how do I arrange myself with the group as they are the Ahab of the upper one and I'm Galgalta and I'm of the lower one? Or in Ibur, I'm a point within their Ahab. Or maybe more than that. How do I arrange these things? How does the Ahab change relative to the Galgalta Einaim, which is me, from the point where it's my Galgalta Einaim up to a Pertsuf, up to the birth, up to Yenika, Gadlut, and the group accordingly has to seem as the womb, as Bina, milk, suckling, etc. How do I see myself as Galgalta and I'm of the lower one that belongs to the Ahab of the upper one? Please. Of ours.
What is the difference between the annulment of an embryo and the annulment of a baby who's suckling? What is the difference between the annulment of the embryo and the annulment of the suckling baby? Discuss it together. It doesn't matter. It's scrutiny means that we scrutinize the refuse. Questions. It's been an hour already. No questions? Yes.
In the middle of the workshop, there was this question that it feels as though annulment is related to the middle third of Tiferet. It's like there's freedom of choice, actually.
Of course, annulment is exactly the point of the free choice.
So what is it that we say, Malchut, that is restricted?
Where I annul myself, there I become free of the will to receive.
How is that? Does this connect to...
What do you mean by freedom of choice? That I choose freedom. Freedom of what? Of the will to receive. How do I choose it? By annulling it. It's dominion. Through the dominion of the group, as a big fish, I revoke the control of the self, which is the small fish, and become free. Yes?
And are there several dominions or several forms for this dominion of the group?
Yes, that's how it appears to every individual, also according to the states he goes through, according to the times, according to degrees. Yes, they're desires. So the color of the desire, styles, it changes, but the essence does not.
What do you mean? So where is the difference between Ibur and Yenika? Like you, we had a question now.
The difference is not in the essence of the advancement, which is always restriction, masach, zivug de'aka, or chozer, the clothing of the light, the reception of the light, chasadim, the reception of the light, chokhmah, and so on. It's always the same. So the matter here is, it's only the form of the kli, which discovers each time the new, different form of the Creator in the way of his dominion, his integration, adhesion. But the essence of the action is the same. It's the same action. All of the tests, Talmud, Asel, Sfirot, can be concluded as one action.
Seemingly annulment over annulment, that is Yenika? Is that what it is? If there's annulment on a certain level and then we continue into greater annulment, then it's considered...
You're saying something true. You're saying something right. Yenika is annulment over annulment, meaning that I annul myself even in what I receive from the Upper One. On that degree also, I need to annul myself. It's a different degree of the will to receive with which I work with the Upper One. In the degree of embryo, I just annul myself. But here, other than annulling myself, I need to receive his flavors, his approach, his feelings. I need to orient myself, establish myself such that everything in him is pleasant. I don't annul myself and am in him as a part that is neutral, that does not interrupt, that can be grown as a foreign body, but is within him. So I'm not neutral. Then I become, I don't come out of the Upper One in that respect. I only increase the connection. So the connection on the degree of Yenika is such that I receive whatever the Upper One gives. Yeah. So,
in Ibur, I also do it. He eats what his mother eats, but it's only an annulment. Here, it's with agreement. Now I have freedom. I have a degree of Avyut Aleph, the first degree of Avyut, and I'm free to reject it or not. The Upper One gives me the chance to work with my desires, and by that I build my personality that's similar to him. I become Adam, a person, a human. Well, relatively, you went through this series of questions well. I'm happy that it is you who caused them to come out. Toronto.
Hello, Rav. Question in Russian from Slava from Vancouver. I feel the thickness between me and the friend or through the general thickness of the group.
I don't take the friend into consideration, if you can put it this way. I take the whole group into consideration. This is my womb, my Upper One. It's my achap of the Upper One, and there I have to be included. There I have to annul and be merged and immersed there. There I have to grow. So a single friend in the society only points to a certain manner where I still don't belong to the group. and I don't attribute anything personal to him. It's the Creator showing me, there's none else besides him. He's showing me to what extent and in what way I still can't immerse myself in the group. Our first level is to see the group as coming from the Creator with everything I don't like. It's all the Creator does it. They have eyes and they don't see. I don't see them as great, complete, corrected, all who fault in his own fault. This is my work. And if some friends jump and deliberately, not deliberately, but specifically anger me, do something against me, seemingly, I have to see it as my form of advancement, opportunity to advance, but only the group. There's no individual friend. He's a friend in the group. So I attribute it to the group and in the end to the Creator. But in a way that it brings me to change. It's very intense work. And these stages go by very quickly. If we just grab, hold on to that approach, me toward the group and the Creator playing behind the group, behind the scenes. Yeah, as it says, you know, that behind every friend is the Creator. So, in this way, when he presents the group to me, if I can be in mutual connection with him, in mutuality with him, so this is how I work. I'm happy that now I have a system, a group, through which I work with the Creator. I have a modem, a connector, adapter between the Creator and I. I understand him through the group. I hear him, I feel him, I see everything he wants to bestow upon me, from the smallest things, smell, taste, sounds, whatever. It's just him wanting to influence me. There is no form of bestowal from the Creator unless through the group. And then I begin to feel in me the preparations he's made, so I will grasp them correctly. And then I see that this is how he works with me. In you have made me from behind and from before. He works behind me, installing all kinds of beginnings, discernments, well, qualities of mine, all kinds of flavors of my own, habits. And what is seemingly me. That's what the Creator set up for me from behind, and the group is what's in front of me, before me. So from both sides, he is the one who treats me, kind of rubs me. So this is how I have to relate to reality, that it's all the Creator, and in between, there's only this tiny dot, that's me, the dot that he is rubbing between the group on one hand and the nature he's given me on the other hand. Both my nature, I don't attribute to me, but to him, and the group, I don't attribute to them, but only to him. And then, if I try to maintain this, then there really is none else besides him.
Ken.
Yes.
Раф, может, мы неправильно понимаем вот самоотмену зародыша?
Maybe we don't understand the concept of annulment correctly.
Смотреть, то мать отменяет себя в отношении зародыша.
If you look at it, then a mother also annuls herself before the embryo, and the embryo has also desires what? To evolve, to nourish.
The fact that we see in our world, what do we see in our world? This piece of flesh that came out of a woman, and what does it know? And what can it do? Nothing. It's washed. It's diapered. It's tended to. You put all kinds of lotions on it so it keeps warm and not cold or hot. And you do everything on it, and it does nothing. You just look at it. Is it happy? Did we do right? So, in spirituality, why is there no such thing in spirituality? What example can I give you? In spirituality, we're being treated even more, far more than we tend to babies in corporeality. But this newborn in corporeality is in nature's forces which compel it. But we, in spirituality, have to determine on ourselves the form and the nature that obligate us. This is why by this we become similar to the Creator. Who is the embryo? Who is this little one who grows bigger and bigger and bigger? It's my own image in the Creator. It is the Creator in me as I nurture it. So in our world, we don't have, how should I put it? We don't have such an example. It comes from nature. It happens naturally. A person grows to be a grown-up, whether he wants to or not. He grows fatter and smarter and etc. In spirituality, we do it ourselves. So every detail, every cell, every part, organ in your spiritual body has to be checked and through your own efforts and your prior work. And of course, the Creator finishes for you every action, but you have to grow in this way and ask Him to be another centimeter high, taller, a few more bits of intellect, a few more feelings in your emotions, etc. You determine it. This is why, in the end, I will be called man and not someone who creates my form for me.
If I understand correctly, I have to turn not myself into an embryo, but within me to create an embryo of the Creator. It's a different approach.
The fact that I create the image of the Creator by myself is our work. It's called the work of the Creator. I have to build it out of myself.
As if I grow the Creator in me.
Yeah, many such verses are written that a person makes it. That's why it's called Adam, from the word Dome, similar. Okay, now we'll move on to Taz, Talmud Esel Sfirot, I think. What else do we have?
Toronto. Rav, we got two more short questions. The first one is, in the beginning of the lesson, Rav said that there can be any moment I can just tell to myself, from this moment on, the problems of this corporeal world does not bother me. So by practice, I did it many times, but after that, small action from this world, it just destroys you. And How do I increase that sensitivity?
It is incorrect that I say that I don't care about this world and that I don't pay attention to it, and as far as I'm concerned, it can just burn. That's not the way to go. It's incorrect. It's not the correct work with the will to receive, with annulling the will to receive. No. Annulling the will to receive is when I rise above it and with a desire to bestow. When the appreciation of spirituality is higher than that of corporeality. So when I say that I canceled a certain corporeal desire, it means I prefer a spiritual desire to it, meaning I prefer its spiritual form instead of its corporeal form. But I don't cancel it. No. You will feel, and you already feel, that you are advancing because you've been studying Kabbalah for, say, 20 years. So you're different already. Your relation to food has changed? No. You are more perceptive of certain flavors even more than before. And it's like that in everything. We don't cancel the desire. We only decide who is more important, the Creator or Pharaoh. That's the work. Otherwise, we won't grow. So what? I'll be constantly a little more than zero? No. Okay, so let's advance to... Yes?
Вот, надеюсь, чуть поможете разобраться. Вот говорим отдача, молитва многих. Вот я привык молиться за группу.
We talk about bestowal, we talk about prayer of many. I get used to praying for the group. But then the egoism grows in me, and I see the group as crooked. And I try to pray to see it as whole. And about annulment, it's a bit unclear. How do I operate?
So when I pray to see the group as straight and not as crooked, I thereby acquire two states. It's twisted according to my will to receive, and straight according to the will to bestow, when I've corrected my attitude. In the gap between straight and crooked, if the gap is big enough, I will begin to discover spiritual phenomena. The Creator. Yes?
I understand the work, but I don't understand, I don't do it regularly.
We have to try to do it permanently so that the society will also help you.
This I understand. So the prayer of many should be taken off altogether?
Prayer of many is not like we all sit together and everyone asks. A prayer of many means we have an agreement, a general consent in the group about the form that we have to achieve. And when we are in it, this is called the prayer of many. It's not like it's all at the same time because there's no time in spirituality. It's not a certain discernment because we can't compare the discernments in each and every one. Many means we work on one direction, and especially a prayer of many is that we understand that by that we help one another. We will talk about it. I hope that in a few more lessons, just like today, it'll get clearer to us how we have to position ourselves. That's the most important. Okay? Nothing more to ask. Interesting. Rachamim is not here today. What, he's working in the sukkah? He's on Chumus duty. Oh, that's important. Well, and you? That's it? You've done your. Oh, you're waiting for Rabash. All right, let's go to Rabash. Now, wait, we have guests. I can't show them disrespect. No. It's not like we advance toward more complicated or difficult states. No. On one hand, the states will get clearer and more diverse, and we will feel in them a certain craft. The more proficient we become and feel it and see it, we become experienced, we will go dive into it with our hearts and soul into all these works. Me, the group, the states, this way, that way. It is more than anything you have in this world that people do. It is classic. It is a classic craft or art or both. We just have to promote ourselves a little more and feel the flavors in it. Yes.
Во время семинара вы задавали вопрос, что есть растет мой авиют и растет ли авиют группы.
During the workshop, you asked the question whether my avyut grows or the group's avyut grows.
Допустим, я отменяю себя перед группой.
And here is a question. Let's say I annul myself before the group. Sometimes there is the impression that the group can also go through different states and I can annul myself.
Excuse me for interjecting. I recommend one thing for you. If you don't understand, go to Talmud Sfirot or to Pticha. Can Galgal Tainayim be unsuitable with Achap or Achap not suitable with Galgal Tainayim according to the degrees of Avyut? They have to be one opposite the other. So the Avyut in the group is according to the Avyut in me. They're always arranged this way. Friends, we're moving on to Taz.
Moving on to the next part.